tweet. Treat, I mean. Bird joke.
For a singer, there is no greater compliment than someone who truly listens to you. I'm a musical artist, you see. I prefer artiste, actually. It sounds more distinguished. All of us goldfinches can sing, of course, but I'm not like the rest of them, with their wild racket of chirping. I still have a lot of practicing to do, but I promise you this. When I sing, anyone within earshot knows it's a song. Which is why I like the old man. Mr. Starek appreciates music. He's a music teacher, a pianist, and from what I can tell, he used to be famous. He played the piano all over the world. Can you imagine? Packed on the shelves of his music room are shiny trophies and serious-looking plaques with his name on them. And hanging on the walls are framed pictures of the world's great composers. How do I know they're the world's great composers? Well, he plays their music on his piano, and I have ears, don't I? And something more important, which you can't really teach. Taste. Musical taste. I grew up listening to the old man play Beethoven and Mozart and Brahms and Bach, and hearing him talk about music week after week to the piano students who came through his front door. Now, since he got sick, he's pretty much stopped teaching. Parents come begging for lessons, and he tells them he's retired. But I learned a lot while he was still giving piano lessons. He'd say things like,
"This is Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. Movement one starts gently, softly like a lullaby."
Or,
"You need speed and delicacy for Debussy. When you touch the keys, imagine they are covered in flecks of gold. Pick up the flecks as quickly as possible."
See what I mean? For him, even talking about music is an art. It doesn't hurt that he has an accent. Mother says he's from Europe, a place called Poland, and he has a careful way of speaking that makes everything he says sound smart. "I wish I had an accent," I tell Mother.
"You do have an accent," she says. "You just can't hear it. If you flew all the way to Europe, you'd sound different to the birds over there." Isn't that funny? We all have accents.
We just don't know it until we go someplace where people don't talk the same way we do. The children used to come to the old man's house almost every afternoon. Most of them lived in Boston, which is a big red and gray city about an hour from here, flying time. Remember, we birds don't have to follow roads or stop for traffic lights, so we can get to places a lot faster than you humans can. Anyway, the children's parents would bring them all the way out to Mr. Starek's little town for their lessons. A sweet-smelling silk tree grows near the music room, and I would perch on the bottom limb and watch the lessons through the window. I could see everything from there. I would sit perfectly still and listen, because listening is the best kind of learning for me. And birds have excellent hearing. Did you know that? Of the five senses, it's our second best after sight. I can hear the piano perfectly, even with the windows closed. And when I'm swept up in it, the music fills me almost the way it does when I'm singing. It swirls around me, sliding through my feathers like water, wave after wave washing into my soul.
Oh, you didn't think birds had souls? Of course we do.
With the music lessons, the children did get better over time, but they were never as good as the old man. I think we artists are the only ones who really know what it takes, and we recognize it in each other. Even now, when Mr. Starek goes into the music room and...